listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I'm going to talk to you about a time when God brought a comfort that was even greater than death. I'm going to read you from 2 Kings chapter 22, starting in verse 19, skipping over a bit, and then reading verse 20. Here we go. 2 Kings chapter 22, starting at verse 19. Because your heart was tender, and you humbled yourself before the Lord, and then now verse 20. Surely, therefore, I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace, and your eyes shall not see all the calamity which I will bring on this place. So they brought back word to the king. The young King Josiah led a significant revival in the latter days of the kingdom of Judah. He had the zeal to repair and restore the temple. And as they did that work, they discovered the forgotten book of the law, God's word through Moses, and the other early books of the Old Testament. When Josiah heard the message of those books, he was immediately convicted of sin. It was plain how far they had gone from God's path, and he tore his clothes and mourned as if someone dear to him had died. To his credit, Josiah didn't stop at a feeling of sorrow, but he went on to see what God's word would say to him. They sought the prophetess Huldah, and she told him that judgment was indeed coming on Judah for all their great sins against God and the covenant Israel made with him. Now, all that was bad news, yet there was good news in the midst of it all. God made some comforting promises to Josiah because his heart was tender. Josiah's heart was tender in at least two ways. First, it was tender to the word of God and was able to receive the convicting voice of the Holy Spirit. Second, it was tender to the message of judgment from Huldah described in the previous verses. So here was God's comfort to Josiah. You shall be gathered to your grave in peace. Now, it's true that Josiah later died in battle, according to 2 Kings chapter 23, but there are at least three ways that it was true that he was gathered to his grave in peace. First of all, Josiah died before the greater spiritual disaster and exile came to Judah. Number two, Josiah was gathered to the spirits of his fathers, and they were in peace. Now, he was in peace as well. Third, Josiah died in God's favor, even though it was by the hand of an enemy. God's comfort was added to Josiah when he said, "Your eyes shall not see all the calamity which I will bring on this place." This was God's mercy to Josiah. His own godliness and tender heart could not stop the eventual judgment of God, but it could delay it. Inevitable judgment is sometimes delayed because of the tender hearts of the people of God. Now, I suppose someone could say, what comfort is all this? Josiah died anyway, and judgment still came upon the kingdom of Judah. That objection forgets that it is our common destiny to die, and no one can escape that. Yet God may show mercy and kindness both in the timing and in the circumstances of our passing. Josiah shows us that our humble repentance is never for nothing. God always finds a way to draw near to those who draw near to him and to bless those who seek him. May we be among those who draw near to him and seek him, and may we be among those today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.